It seems to me that adjuvants multiply the immunogenicity of the antigens that they are added to, and that is their intention. It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances, and therefore it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen, but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original studies. Now, I wonder if this thinking is correct, and if it is, whether this has some implications for the way we do pharmacovigilance. Because one vaccine that has one antigen and an adjuvant, and another vaccine that has a different antigen and no adjuvant, the reason for the difference is not immediately obvious.
The local reactogenicity, you are correct, as we add adjuvants, especially some of the more recent adjuvants, such as the AS01, saponin-derived adjuvants, we do see increased local reactogenicity. The primary concern, though, usually is systemic adverse events rather than local adverse events. And we tend to get in the phase two and the phase three studies quite good data on the local reactogenicity. Those of us in this room that are beyond the age of 50 who have had the pleasure of having the recent shingles vaccine will know that this does have quite significant local reactogenicity. If you got the vaccine, you know that you got the vaccine. But this is not the major health concern. The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects. So what we have to bear in mind is that we don't use adjuvants by themselves. The adjuvant is used in combination with an antigen. And an adjuvant may give quite different responses depending on which antigen it is combined with. So the fact that an adjuvant is shown to be safe with one antigen might give a different response with another antigen because of other things that are with that second antigen, including impurities. So to come back to this, I'm going to once again point to the regulators. It comes down to ensuring that we conduct the phase two and the phase three studies with adequate size and with appropriate measurement